We are here with Cornerstone's Steve Williams, a.k.a. known as the Gonzo Banker. You're the Gonzo Banker himself right here in our little studio here.
How
are you?
One of the Gonzo Bankers. One of the Gonzo. Great. Yes. Great to be in Georgia.
Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful place. And we're here, obviously, at the Q's CEO Executive Network Team Gathering. That's a long title, but hey, you remember it.
Yeah. It's where all the top leaders hang out, so I want to be
That's why you're here.
Soak some of it up. You bet.
Exactly. Right on people's coattails. We love it. Hey, there's something, a really cool thing that you just kind of mentioned to me about what you guys are doing. It's called Return on Channel, or ROC, as you guys are calling it. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is this? What's this all about? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, working with our clients strategically, they're starting to get after the question of, are we investing the right money in each of our branch call center digital channels, mm-hmm. and how do we make those decisions? And mm-hmm. so what we've done is come up with a pretty extensive financial framework we call Return on Channel, or ROC, mm-hmm. that takes a financial institution's delivery costs and delivery production and performance and gives a whole kaleidoscope of those things. It breaks down where are they spending money, where are they getting performance out of, and some interesting things come out of that. One we're finding is that organizing this information has never been done, and so therefore executives haven't had great information to make channel delivery decisions. They've been doing it intuitively. Hey, it feels like we need another branch. Or emotionally, mm-hmm. We got to get into digital, but not really rationally. And so this is an attempt for us to really crack that. Okay. And so we look at both performance benchmarks and spending across all of the delivery channels. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there are some people out there who say the branch is going away and it's going to be all digital, and others saying, no, the branch is really where people want to go to talk people about advice. We think both of those are actually false. The branch will exist, but people want to maybe talk to someone. It doesn't matter if it's coming across the contact center, the branch, the digital channel. It's the idea that you have expertise and context and good information and good evaluations, mm-hmm. but not necessarily I have to drive somewhere to do that. Right. So we don't want to pin our hopes on false assumptions in our opinion. Branches mm-hmm. will be there, but they have to play a certain role.
Okay.
What we're finding is most financial institutions are probably spending somewhere between 70% and 80% of all their delivery budget in the branches, and maybe starving digital a bit, and importantly, not investing in the contact center digital marketing capability, mm-hmm. social media, mm-hmm. that's going to help them not just give an account balance mm-hmm. to members, but to really drive production, to really drive new member acquisition, new lending, mm-hmm. New member engagement.
I'm surprised it's still that high.
In terms of the investment?
Yeah, I'm thinking digital is gaining some momentum, I would think.
Yeah, and importantly, digital is out there, and our credit unions are saying, hey, we've got 60,000 active mobile banking mm-hmm, users. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, there are 60,000 mobile banking users who are getting no customized messaging when they log in. When you look at new membership production through the digital channel, it's still pretty miserable when we do our benchmarking. Mm-hmm. And so it's really time to speed that up. It's really time to look at the overall investment and say, you know, where do we start to reduce and redirect and get new capabilities that we all know are out there.
How do you do that? How do you get credit unions to speed that up, so to speak? I mean, how do you convince them, hey, you know what, you need to rev it up in this area?
Well, the first thing we do is start with looking at this investment and saying, where is there high performance and low performance?
Okay.
And candidly, there are some pruning of branches or branch square footage mm-hmm. That can go on. One mm-hmm. thing we do in the ROC model is we socialize a credit union square footage like a retailer. So mm-hmm. instead of saying we have 14 branches, we'll say you have 270,000 square feet of retail space and get them in that mindset that maybe they'll have 14 branches in the future, but maybe that'll be 200,000 feet of retail mm-hmm. space.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's one thing. And then what you do is you create a roadmap and you say, you know, across my channels, what are the capabilities I'm going to need and how much is that going to cost? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can look across all the channels and say, we're going to need to upgrade our contact center phone system. We're going to need to create outbound agents. And you put a budget on that and you pay for that with either reduction in some channel, mm-hmm. maybe some of the legacy branch and ATM, or some revenue growth assumptions that help pay for that. Okay. And both of those become important in how you make the numbers work, but make that shift in channels.
So what is the ultimate goal for ROC? I mean, obviously, there's probably, you said that there are some credit unions already implementing it. Mm-hmm. And so what's the ultimate goal here with?
An ongoing effective way for executive management to allocate resources to their delivery channels and mature up their capabilities, and a way for them to report to the board that as the board worries about, are we going to be, you know, Netflixed or Ubered, that you're consciously making that shift and doing it the right way. Okay. A lot of, you know, the Wells Fargo story has obviously been quite beaten to death. But one of the little nuances in there is those sales goals got harder and harder and harder because there was less branch traffic. It was in the digital space. And so it's important right now we look at, you know, where are we getting production, how are we getting it. Mm-hmm. It's not an all or nothing, but it's probably a faster pace than incrementally how we're moving.
Isn't it amazing how we're evolving with all this type of stuff?
Oh, I mean,
it's just
and it's
every
making
day.
Us, it's making us all have to learn new things.
Yeah.
I call it bungee jumping down the learning curve about digital marketing, about the call center. But one
party
funny
foul.
Thing, oh, there's some plates crashing. One funny thing about, one little irony about return on channel and making that that migration is when we look at some of the people that we like to come and talk about, USAA, Quicken Loans, Capital One, Vanguard, Fidelity, these are companies that are essentially big contact centers with big IT departments. And I think if you want to see where we're going to end up, it's going to be much more mixed. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing for credit unions, larger credit unions, to think about is your call center staff is going to be bigger than all your branch staff combined someday.
Okay.
Now, you'll still have branch staff.
Yeah.
But you got to think of that kind of migration going on. And your digital staff will be pretty darn big. And your marketing, as far as digital and social, won't be some young Gen Yer named Amber. It will be a staff at some point because it's going to take those kind of resources.
Woo! Changing times, Mr. Williams.
Changing times. It's got to start with information, and it's got to be about the finances and the money because that's how we make it sustainable. So return on channel is what we think executives need to be thinking about.
I like that. I like it. I'd like to see more of this. So
very cool.
Good job.